the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome. Hola.
Hello, 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 hello.
Friday Eve, here's the show.
Those Two Girls.
Thursday.
This is not a new thing.
It's 100% a new thing. Get with it.
Do you want to read out the message we got from a really devoted listener? I think it was off the back of you singing
possibly
that opener. And I wish you would stop because we don't often get hate mail.
This is a shout out to Dylan, who said, "Your show is dreadful." And I can't wait for the day I don't have to hear yous while I wait for the breakfast show to come on.
And Sarah responded,
"We can't wait until you don't have to hear us either."
Good. Well responded.
Look, we don't often get, we always get lovely messages. We have the most beautiful listeners occasionally.
Yeah. They do give me a chuckle though. I think good on you for reaching out and let us know. It's important that men are in touch with their feelings.
I mean, the fact that he's tracked us down on Instagram.
Thanks for the follow.
Too much effort, Dylan. Thanks for the comment.
Now, look, it's Thursday, which means we're gearing up for the weekend. I'd like you to look at me, Lise. Mm. And do you notice anything different about me today?
You've parted your hair differently. I don't know.
No?
I don't
Nothing else?
No, you're wearing a necklace?
Please.
No.
This is a pale girl problem. I've got two full coats of fake tan on and you cannot tell the difference. Two full coats. And I look...
Do you?
Do I still look ghostly white to you? Because I feel like I could fit right in the Italian coastline at the moment. And I look
as a snow-capped mountain. Oh.
See, you will never understand this because you have brown skin in winter.
You look great. I didn't realise there was self-tanner on. But good for you. It's very natural.
Can't you smell me?
No, I can't.
That slight chemical waft that is Sarah's summer.
Look, you look great. Good for you.
Wow. It's those two girls.
Very passé.
I have a story to tell you. Not much of it is going to make sense, but work with me here. Dane and I had a voucher to use on a hotel night away and we realised that it was coming. Well, we realised that we'd almost missed our expiration date of the voucher, so we had to go last night, which is weird to go on a Wednesday night, but whatever, you do what
I
you have to do.
I wondered why you weren't answering my messages.
Well, it's like I'm not going to let a good hotel voucher go to date. Like, we never get date night, whatever the hell that is. So I thought, it's now or never, let's do it. So we were at a hotel last night. Now,
I mean, you really left it late because you had to leave very early this morning to get here.
Yeah,
like, how
that's
romantic.
Better than nothing.
It's true. It's better than nothing. Look, I'm not judging.
So when we peeled back the covers of the bed.
Yeah.
I found something.
Oh, God, stop it.
So startling.
What?
I've taken a picture
of
it.
I'm so uncomfortable already. I don't even know what's going to come out
I've taken a picture of it and I'll put it up on our socials. Okay. It was a tag that had been on an item.
Oh, no.
And I saw it out of the corner of my eye. It was a smallish tag. And when I picked it up with my hands and read what it was, I promptly let go of it and emitted a blood-curdling scream. So the tag says, "Mini bell ring for sex." So and it was from an adult store. It said something like adult concept store or something,
yes.
Right? So I've just gone, oh my God, what is this? So of course I've Googled mini bell ring for sex. I mean, you know, is it what it says it is or is it something completely different? And you'll be glad to know that it's nothing too bad.
It's not like in debating when you've got to wrap it up with 1 minute to go.
It's exactly not... that. So there are two types of mini bell ring for sex if you Google that in. One of them's a little like... exactly, a handheld bell. It has a black handle and a red bell and it says ring for sex. right? Or the other version is like a hotel or, you know, at the reception desk of a doctor's surgery. You might have the tap, tap
like I need
bell.
Attention.
So it's either one of those. So, look, I don't know who is purchasing this garbage, but if you actually need a bell, is it a game?
Well,
is it a game
look,
for people?
It's not a game that I've played.
ever.
It's the Immaculate Conception right in these studios. But isn't that odd? I mean, look, it's there could have been worse things to
How
find.
Much did it cost?
$5.
Oh, well, you wouldn't spend
so
any more
is
on
it
that,
a
no- would you?
Is it a novel? It's obviously a novelty.
Obviously a novelty thing where somebody just lies in the bedroom and then dings a bell and then someone comes in for room service.
And rings your bell.
You know what,
Aaron, boom.
This is the thing, though, right? This was a really lovely hotel. It certainly doesn't reflect on the hotel. I just think I had the misfortune of coming face-to-face with this thing, and that makes me feel uncomfortable.
So did you find where Dane put the actual bell?
Yeah, it was Dane. It wasn't, but it's a great Father's Day idea.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Hey, I'd like your opinion on something that's come out in the news. It's a theory by leading psychologist Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, who believes that kids' sporting codes not keeping score mm-hmm. of matches is actually causing, in his words, the wussification of an entire generation of kids who do not know how to handle defeat mm-hmm. and is actually sort of contributing to rising anxiety levels and that it's a poor decision from a lot of sports that say, no, we're not keeping track of tries or goals in this game.
Yeah.
When in fact that's sort of not doing anything for kids' resilience because you need to learn how to lose in life.
Well, my son Remy plays, the season's over, but was playing under 11s AFL. Mm. And they don't keep score until under 12s. Mm. So it goes from, and look, they take it really seriously, like, really, the parents and the coach do keep score.
Well, this
That's
is the
thing.
It's
and
the same,
kids do too.
It's
just not official.
In netball on the sidelines
yeah,
where
know
all the
what.
Parents on both teams have their apps where they, you know, register what the hoops are.
Yeah, that's right.
But
I think from my understanding, because he actually won't be playing under 12s next year because he's only turning 10 in a couple of weeks. So he was actually playing up and we made the decision to hold him at under 11s for next season because we don't want him playing against kids nearly 2 years his senior.
Yes.
But I have heard from other parents that as soon as the kids go up to under 12s, it's a massive jump. Like we're talking not only are they keeping score, but if the kids aren't playing their best footy, they don't get played that week.
So then is that a massive jump? So by not keeping score and teaching kids how to lose and how to win graciously, when they do step up to that
massive.
Next level,
it's
actually a rude awakening and they don't have the resilience to
potentially
possibly get upset over it. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that we don't keep scores because honestly, when my girl finishes netball and she'll say, Mum, who won? I'll be like, oh no, you guys were, it was 5-7 today, you guys lost. She doesn't actually care. She's like, oh, okay, that's a shame.
No, they don't
they
really
don't.
Care.
It's parents trying to...
It's a tough one because I love junior sports because if you're lucky enough to be in a great team where there
fun.
Is no pressure on the kids and all the parents are on the same page and everyone's just there
well,
for
pressure
a good
comes
time,
from parents.
It's lovely for the children. But I also think there's no harm done in telling your kids
I
the
don't
truth.
I don't think so either. I think it's
an interesting concept and I think maybe if we were in teams where there were those questionable parents that really scream at their kids or I think maybe we'd think differently about it. I don't know. It's an interesting one.
And maybe because we're not there, we're not at that stage of having older kids in those codes yet. Maybe we don't.
Time will tell.
Have anything to add to that conversation yet. But I don't think it does kids any harm to lose. Because look at us. We're losers. We're okay with it. Resilient.
Well, speak for yourself. Guys, a bit of a change of pace here. Something happened yesterday. A good friend of mine told me a story that really kind of stopped me in my tracks. And you know how I go with emotion?
Not
I don't go at all, do I? But this actually made me just really...
Did you feel something?
I felt something, Sarah. I did. I did feel something. She told me the story that she was in a shopping centre car park. She'd just loaded the groceries into the boot of her car. As she and her daughter sat inside the car, they were about to put the keys in the ignition and take off. Out of the corner of their eye, they spotted a lady in the car beside them who just entered her vehicle, sat herself in the driver's seat and slumped herself over the steering wheel and was sobbing, sobbing uncontrollably, like that real heartfelt letting it all out, right? And my friend sort of looked at her daughter. They were sort of taken aback and neither of them really knew what to do. And a few seconds, I suppose, passed and her 11-year-old said to her, "Mum, we have to do something," which is just beautiful. Kids just – kids are amazing that way. I think adults so many times we just overthink it and we end up doing nothing. So my girlfriend was like, yep, yep, you know, well, my 11-year-old's told me what's what. So she hopped out of her car. She went around to this other woman's car and she just gently tapped on the window of the driver's seat and she mouthed to her through the glass, "Are you okay?" Because that's just what came out of her mouth. And the woman, you know, wound down her window and she was so grateful that my friend had stopped and just asked her. She said, "Oh, I've just received terrible, terrible news about my father's health." And she said, I now have to go home and deliver that news to Dad and to my kids. So her father was obviously at home with her little ones and she had to prepare herself for obviously what was terrible news. And, you know, my friend just said to her, you know, "I don't want you to drive right now. My daughter's going to go get you a bottle of water." So her little 11-year-old went off to the shops, grabbed her a bottle of water, and they just sat with this complete stranger in her car for a few minutes while she composed herself. They made sure she was okay. And that in that little moment of human exchange, it just made me think that, you know, so many times we often do nothing instead of doing something. And I thought it was really brave of my friend to actually make the step to ask somebody if they're okay. And of course, in this case, it was well received by that lady. So, you know, sometimes people...
I don't know if brave is the right word. It's just the decent thing to do is to reach out and see if someone's okay.
But I think people are very hesitant to do that these days because you don't want to interfere and you don't want to be nosy and you don't want to offend. And sometimes people can be aggressive in return. Anyway, I just thought something for us all to think about today as we start our day. Do something.
I mean, when I cry in front of you, you don't do anything. You look at me with a filthy look on your face.
That's because you cry too much.
Those two girls.
I don't want to alarm you, but what? NASA has told us that there is a massive asteroid hurtling towards Earth. What?
Do you mean NASA from Married at First Sight?
I mean, I would listen to anything he has to say.
No, I mean NASA, the space people. NASA.
My apologies.
Okay. NASA.
NASA. Thankfully, though, it's just going to skim past Earth. But in order to make people understand its dimensions, they've given us a reference, Lees, that I think is very close to your heart. Right. And that is that the asteroid is bigger than the Eiffel Tower.
Wow. Okay, I can imagine that. The Eiffel Tower is rather large.
Have you seen it in real life, even though you're from New Caledonia?
Sarah, my husband proposed to me underneath the Eiffel Tower.
That's very touristy.
Oh, that's so... It's very what? Such a stereotype.
Well, don't take it up with him. Don't take it up with me. It was a lovely moment. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Did you ever look at that Eiffel Tower and think one day there'll be an asteroid hurtling towards us as big as
What is the name of the asteroid? Because asteroids are always given fantastical names.
L'asteroid.
I don't have a name for it.
Oh, Sarah, you're not a very good journalist.
Apophis.
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 Apophis?
Yep.
I thought that was a little...
this is rubbish. It's saying it'll scrape past Earth in 2029. And, of course, Elon Musk, SpaceX and Tesla CEO, has weighed in saying that Earth has no defence against killer asteroids.
2029? I thought you said it was soon.
Well, I think that's soon in asteroid terms.
What's its name again?
Apophis.
Apophis.
I thought that was the name for little Dutch pancakes.
It's profiteroles.
No, that's Apophites.
Apocalypse?
Guys, what is the name of Little Dutch Pancakes, Aaron?
What is happening? I don't know.
Little Dutch Pancakes. Wait. Little Dutch... Apophages! Guys, they're called Apophages.
Back to Well,
I think it'd be much nicer if the asteroid was called a Dutch pancake.
Or if it was the size of Apophages.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Friday Eve, that was the show.
How do we feel about... I mean, Thursdays are the hardest days.
I love a Thursday.
I don't mind Thursdays either.
I think Thursdays, you're dragging the chain. You're calling on your endurance.
Sure.
That's how I feel about Thursdays. They're a cross to bear, a thorn in my side.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're so sorry, aren't we, Aaron?
Every rose
has its thorn. Like vinegar in a wound.
Just like every day
has its dawn. And every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Why did we choose that key to sing it in? It's so low.
That's the key of the song. Nobody else can sing it except Bugalugs, who does.
It sounds like an elongated burp.
Can we go back to your good news story?
Oh, God, you know what? I try and bring some different, show different facets of myself so you can just facet off.
We have a Facebook Messenger group and all I got sent through was Lisa's good news story. So this whole talk break...
I'm like a prophet.
I had this song ready waiting to fire off to wait for the good news bit. My finger was hovering over the button just waiting.
Was it?
Because you called it a good news story.
I didn't say a good news story. I said a feel-good story, Aaron.
All right, let me double check.
It said a feel-good story. Okay, because
Lisa's feel good story.
It's a heartwarming story that makes people listen and stop in their tracks and consider.
Sure.
Human interactions. Sure. That's why I think it is feel good because, there's some bad humans in the world.
Amen.
My friends aren't part of that group, so it's feel good for them.
Cool.
I don't want to be in a crisis around Lee's.
No, neither do I.
What the hell
like,
are you talking about?
I want to be in a physical crisis, but an emotional crisis.
You told me last night that I'd be great on Survivor.
But that's a physical crisis. But an emotional crisis.
Aaron would be great on
Survivor. Yeah, I honestly reckon if Lee's was on Survivor, she would take it out. Okay?
I don't know.
Lee's on lack of food.
Well, I think I'd take myself out.
So angry, so focused and so driven to get food that she would have that immunity necklace night in, night out. Okay.
I don't know.
I'd be the first voted off the island.
Sarah
and
would
I'm
vote
cool
herself
with that.
Off.
I'd be one of those
she
people like,
even
I came
make
in
it
to lose
island.
A few kilos and I actually gain kilos on Survivor. So
Sarah starts eating the other contestants.
Do you want your rice? Nom 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 nom. I think you would be great in a physical. I've said this before, like in some kind of apocalypse or survival thing. Mate, I'm on your team.
I am good in an emotional crisis, I feel.
Well, you take charge.
I'm not touchy-feely.
No, you wouldn't touch someone.
No, I'm not touchy-feely, but I'll get stuff done. I'll take action to help you so that you can deal with your emotions, but I'll keep your life afloat for you.
Yeah, I'd go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I do know what you mean.
So if you were in some emotional, if you were, in your darkest place, physically and emotionally, I would keep your household going. I'd cook for you. I'd look after your children. I wouldn't help you through the crisis.
Not in the actual emotional moment of tears. No, but you would be amazingly helpful. But you're a can-do kind of person. And I'm a can't-do. And that's why we work so well together.
Aaron's on his phone. It's time for us to go.
I'm so sorry.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu.
Every day has its dawn.
Every rose has its thorn. What a song. Is this Bon Jovi?
Poison.
Oh, is it Poison? I do love Poison.
Ooh, I mean, now we've just wrapped it up. But remember that song? What was it like? Cherry, bop, bop. Who sang that song?
That could be Poison too.
Cherry, bop, bop, just blows me away. Cherry, bop, bop, but something like all night and day. Could be Poison.
I do like Poison. What else did Poison do?
Yeah, that's it.
Skinny Bob, not Cherry Pop.
Cherry Pop Pop.
Is that Poison too?
Yeah.
What else is Poison? There's another banger from Poison. No.
That's on Triple M.
Oh, this is a great one.
This is a good... There's a good one.
Oh, yeah. This is on your Spotify playlist, or your Apple Music playlist, isn't it?
Yeah, I like Poison.
Can you make playlists without paying?
Yeah, I didn't. I forgot what she had. But I don't know. Her iTunes, it is. Whenever she gets in my car, it always sinks and there's bloody like Metallica playing. I'm like, get this rubbish off. All right, get this rubbish off.
Please.
Bye.
Bye.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.